I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. This is me, Jim Gradowski, your host as always, here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, on the unceded territories of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. And, as per the usual here on The Art Show, I'll do my very best to tell you about as many cool shows and happenings in and around this fine, fair, fun, fantastic city. Fine, fair, fun, fantastic Circle City of Vancouver. So, let's get some stuff out of the way. And then we can just do the thing for the forever of this hour. So hang tight.
The Bill Reid Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reid with new works by contemporary, emerging, and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast until January 14th, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reid 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reid continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit billreidgallery.ca. Western Front will be hosting the Touk Craft Fair from December 1st to 3rd. It will showcase a curated selection of BC-based artists, craftspeople, and designers who make textiles, ceramics, jewelry, accessories, stationery, and home and body products. The event is all about coming together, meeting artists, and connecting with what is being made in our community. If you are interested in participating as a vendor, make sure to submit the application form by August 31st. To access the application form and for more details of this...
Sorry, that one's out of date. So we'll try this one. Hey, SFU! Getting money back for all your empty or refundable bottles and cans just got a lot easier. Just sign up for Returned Express for free. You can bag your containers, tag the bag, and drop it through the window at the new Express and Go container in the East parking lot. Return It will count your containers and credit your refunds to your online account. Learn more at returnit.ca/SFU.
Hey, my name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
All right. Hey. All right. Well, so nice we have the intro twice. There goes my rhythm. Anyways, another cloudy, soggy night here on the southwest coast of British Columbia. So it goes. But that doesn't mean that there's not things to do this evening. So, with that in mind, let's get you in the know about a few events happening in and around this very fun, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. Tonight at the Lido, you have Foxgloves from Victoria playing with Hello Blue Roses. It'll be a really cool show. I know a bunch about Hello Blue Roses, but I don't know anything about Foxgloves. So, we'll hear about them shortly. They're over at the Lido, on like, just after Scotia, and on Broadway. You know the place. It's gonna be cool. It's gonna be great. I think I have the right Foxgloves for them. Unless there's a pluralized band, we'll see. Anyways, again, that's over at the Lido with Hello Blue Roses and Foxgloves. Also, tonight at the Heatley Thursday night, You have Jessica Russell and Zara Marie doing the thing at 8 p.m. again at the Heatley at Hastings and Heatley. Don't miss that. It's going to be... I love going to the Heatley there. A lovely atmosphere there. They got some good food and some fine beverages to choose from. And some usually very good music. This should probably be no exception. So don't miss that over at the Heatley tonight for Jessica Russell and Zara Marie. We'll hear again some music from them in a bit. That's what? Yes. What? Okay. That's Trey Bizarre. Anyways, moving on. Also, moving on, carrying us forward through Thursday, is gonna be Eugene Ripper doing the thing over at the Fox Cabaret. Folk Song 3000 is happening tonight. It's the release party for that album. There's a couple tunes I'm sure he's going to show off. There's a limited 7-inch lathe cut record there for you to grip if you are so inclined. They'll be on the show. The new single, Folk Song 3000, will be featured on that. Maybe we'll take a listen to that in a little bit. But we'll see. Eugene Ripper, once again, releasing Folk Song 3000 at the Fox Cabaret Thursday night, tonight. 7 p.m. Be there. Still Thursday over at the Wise Hall Lounge. You have Duff Thompson's, Steph Green, and Dean Johnson for the Lore of the Shadow People tour. Ominous. But we'll be hearing some kind of a garage, folky, rock and roll stuff that evening over there at the Wise. So check it out. Hit up the lounge down there. And grab yourself a, you know, play a game of pool. Throw some darts, maybe play a quick game of Scrabble before you get up there. Should be pretty cool. Doors at 7, showtime at 8 o'clock over at the Wise Hall Lounge for Duff Thompson, Steph Green, and Dean Johnson. Also today, Thursday night at 7 p.m. at 1822 Pandora Street, or Green Auto, in other words, you have Other People, DWI, and Blue Jay doing the thing at Green Auto. Tickets are $20 at the door, $15 in advance. I don't think you can get advance tickets anymore, so you're stuck paying $20 for that one there. Once again, Other People, DWI, and Blue Jay. I believe it's the one from New York, but we shall see. Anything else for Thursday night? Oh, yes. Indigo D'Souza with Babehoven, great name, over at the Hollywood Theater in the West Side. So, should be nice. I'm just trying to see if this is the right one. Yeah, Indigo D'Souza. We get a, what kind of vibe we getting here? We're going to hear some music from her in a little bit. You got some pop, electro, indie rock from North Carolina coming your way. Some pretty trippy album art. You got two fleshy skeleton things hanging out in the desert with a busted up coop, amongst many lovely succulents there. Some lovely watercolors there. Once again, Indigo D'Souza coming in from North Carolina with Babehoven at the Hollywood Theater. So, let's start with some music tonight, with some stuff from Duff Thompson. Let's try this song. It's called For a Moment, though. Whoa, who's playing? That's who's playing. Okay, let's try it again. For a Moment by Duff Thompson.
If there's no moon in heaven, then no what a happy day. And if it's true, I'm genuinely pleased, for I don't have to worry. to compromise your time. If no one will be
I don't think anybody. so sweet, red velvet. Flowers smell so weak, red velvet. Nothing feels the same when I'm alone.
Hello, welcome back. You just heard Red Velvet by Zara Marie. You can hear her and Jessica Russell over at the Heatley tonight, Thursday night at 8 o'clock at Heatley and Hastings. Get on down there. Grab yourself a booth. Bring some buddies. Also in that mix, you heard Indigo D'Souza from North Carolina. They're over at the Hollywood Theater in the West Side today with Beethoven. That's at 7 p.m. I'm assuming showtime at 8 o'clock, and I'm correct. Check it out. Also in that mix, you heard Other People. Excuse me, one sec. You heard Other People, not from New York, but from our own backyard here. You can see them at Green Auto at 1822 Pandora Street tonight, 7 p.m., with DWI and Blue Jay. 7 p.m., showtime at 8 o'clock. And starting off that set was Duff Thompson playing alongside Steph Green and Dean Johnson over at the Wise Hall tonight, Thursday night, 7 p.m., for the Lore of the Shadow People tour. Very exciting. All right, let's clear up what I got up there. Now let's talk a little bit more about Friday now that we're on to that. Over at The Pearl on Granville Street, one of our newer venues in the downtown, you have Dead Bob, Live Like 2023. Joining them is going to be joining, they are joined by The Vicious Cycles over at there. You can get I don't know. I don't think you can grab tickets from these stores anymore. But yeah, I don't know what they're cost. Let's take a quick look. They're like $34. So I don't know. I am not aware of Dead Bob, but they're probably a big enough deal. Vicious Cycles, fun band. Should be cool. Should be rad. Should be fun. Let's check it out over at the Pearl downtown. Next up, over at the Rickshaw in the downtown east side, you can go see Actors, a lovely four-piece, how would I describe it? A dark wave, electro, post-punk, etc. band. They're joined by Revolution of Above Disorder, Ringfinger, and DJ Evelyn 13 doing the in-betweens and the Wheels of Steel. Over at the Rickshaw Theater, tickets are $25 plus stuff. I'm guessing maybe like $30 at the door. Don't quote me on it, but you know, bring money or the acceptable currencies. I don't know. I was going through my coin collection this afternoon, really pushing time as to when I should leave to come up here. But I was looking through, like, okay, what coins do I have here that are still like active currency? Because like my grandfather gave me a little tin many, many years ago, full of various extinct currencies such as liras and francs and Deutschmarks and other Scandinavian flavors of currency. I have money from the Philippines, and I was going through all of them. It's like, okay, like which of these are cools? But like, I found some money that belonged to, I guessing, the now defunct currency of the East British Caribbean Company. I found a 10-cent coin there. I found half pennies for the UK and Australia. I found out I have about $10 in Australian currency, and Canadian. I have about 13 Australian dollars, which is the current exchange rate is 0.9, so I have roughly $10 in Australian and like a couple bucks in Kiwi dollars. They have some neat currency. They've some got like some indigenous like styles and carvings etched on their coins. Pretty rad. Oh, if only we could update our money. Anyways, I digress. Go through your coin collection. You never know what you'll find. Again, back to what I was actually talking about. Actors at the Rickshaw Theater with Revolution Above Disorder, Ringfinger, DJ Evelyn 13 as well. That's Friday night, 7 p.m. at the Rickshaw. You know where it is, in the downtown east side. Shout out to New West. We're talking about Bullies tonight. Dead Fast, the Gorgonun Chaos, and Granite doing their respective things over at Bullies, which is at 67th 6th Street in New West. Just a skip and a hop from the SkyTrain station, so check it out. It's going to be, quote, an epic night of hardcore music and headbanging madness. You know, bring an icy hot back patch for your neck so you can enjoy some soothing relaxation. Headbang in safety. Let that hair spin. I'm giving myself a little massage now. I heard this little trick for people who have tinnitus, which is a lot of people, that if you like cover your ears with your hands and then take your index or middle finger and just tap like right where your neck meets your skull, like right on where that little bulbous spot on the back of your head, just do some tapping there, and it apparently helps relieve tinnitus. It's not a permanent solution, obviously, but if you're all up in the background noise that tinnitus gives you, try it out. Give yourself a little tap on the back of the head. I don't know. Maybe it's just psychosomatic, much like pinching your eyebrow when you have a headache to distract yourself from the pain of a headache. I am not a doctor, nor do I claim to be, and do not take my advice, blah, 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 blah. Still talking about Friday here. We over at the Red Gate, you have Fomites, Mushy Faced, Last Reminisced, Heroes coming in from Whistler, and Landmark 20 Band doing their respective things at the Red Gate on Friday night. That's on Main and 3rd, 1965 Main Street. Doors at 8 for that. $20 pay what you can. No one turn away to lack of funds. All that cool stuff. Again, for the Fomites, Mushy Faced, Last Reminisced, Heroes, and Landmark 20 Band at the Red Gate Art Society. Main and 3rd, Friday night. Green Auto, bringing some hardcore to you from all over. Chain Whip, finally back from Europe. Welcome back, fellas. With Crosshairs, Pack Rat, and Cherry Cheeks, which is a great band name. And it's great. That's all I have to say. Yeah, that's over again at Green Auto. You know, thrash respectively. You know, observe your surroundings when you're in that pit. You know, watch your elbows. Pick up your friends or strangers. Be a respectful mosher, as we do in Canada. Just, you know, the odd sorry every time you bump into someone would just be a sorry pit. I'm trying to imagine that. People bumping into each other saying sorry over and over and over again. Mom, you are calling me on Facebook. I cannot pick up your phone call. I was going to answer you now, and you were going to join me on the radio. Hey, Mom, you're on the radio.
Hey, where are you?
I'm on the radio, Mom. You are, too.
Oh! All the best.
Anything you want to say to the world, Mom?
Yeah, so shall I pick you up from there?
Yeah, if you like, but you're on the radio, Mom. Do you want to say anything to anybody?
Have a wonderful day, everybody.
All right.
Hopefully it snows soon.
Okay, Mom, I'll talk to you later. But yes, you can come pick me up after. I'll be done at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Okay, I'll be done.
Okay, bye, Mom. Bye. Love you. That's my mom, everybody. Call your parent of choice today. Where was I? Oh, yeah, 648 for Saturday night over as well. You got a house guest with Switch Babe and Boy Modder doing their respective things at 7 p.m. Friday night. That should be pretty cool. I don't have any music to show for you because when